ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot.
Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
So I had done my best to ignore the ongoing legal battle between Drake and UMG for the last couple of months, at least when it comes to posting videos on the topic. I figured that my audience was a little bit fatigued, I thought the cow had long been milked, and I hadn't planned on speaking on it again until an actual verdict was made, which obviously could have taken years. But recently, Christmas came early for the boy. And the federal judge in the situation, Judge Vargas, has granted the motion to dismiss this case altogether.
Back against the wall, I either go all the way filthy or I fall back and I have this sort of chink in my armor for the rest of time.
For those of you that might not remember, Drake was suing his own record label, UMG Recordings, over the content specifically in the song turned anthem Not Like Us by Kendrick Lamar. His allegations were pretty steep, essentially that UMG devised a plan to destroy Drake's reputation and likeness, using Kendrick as their puppet to do so.
Purists and people who just love confrontation, they love to say, hey man, there's no rules in this shit, but there are fucking rules in this shit.
Of course.
You know, in Drake's head, this all happened because he was due for a contract renegotiation, and after he got verbally smacked around in the battle, he was out here feeling like Eduardo in The Social Network.
You better lawyer up, asshole, because I'm not coming back for 30%. I'm coming back for everything.
Now, the obvious logical fallacy here was that Drake himself willingly engaged in and even encouraged this battle to happen. For over the last decade, both he and Kendrick fanned the flames of their feud through countless subliminal shots at each other.
No, like after Kendrick's thing, you wouldn't... I noticed you didn't really get into that too much, so...
I just, like, I don't know, it just wasn't real to me. It's like, was that real or was that just, like, for the people, you know what I mean?
No, I think
like,
it's a sparring kind of sport.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, you know, then let it be real, then, you know.
You seem just now a little irritated by it. No?
Really? Like, I don't know if it was worth it, you know? Because there's a lot of people that were mentioned that I feel like can't really go back and fuck with that guy after right. That. You know what I'm saying?
And nothing been the same since they dropped control and tucked the sense of the rapper back in his pajamas clothes.
In my mind, hip-hop is a sport, and fans like me love this type of back and forth. Now, to be fair to Drake, it did seem like he wanted to bury the hatchet with a collab song with him, J. Cole, and Kendrick. Almost like, oh, the power of friendship wins type of vibe. Now obviously in the end, Kendrick would deny the feature request, and J. Cole and Drake would take shots at him on the eventual song First Person Shooter. And obviously in turn, Kendrick said fuck that on the Like That record. We're not friends, and as a matter of fact, we have some serious shit to address. And PS to my good friend J. Cole, you can also get it too, I'm literally just handing it out. So Cole eventually bows out, Drake ends up taking the bait, and the rest is really hip-hop history.
I'm not gonna lie, this shit was some good exercise, like, it's good to get out, get the pen working.
You can't even walk outside, because anytime we're at a party, someone's gonna-
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
COTA has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Play a song that's about you being a pedophile, and we're going to sing along to it.
Now, obviously, his reputation did take a massive hit. I mean, people of all ages were out here dancing to a song calling him a PDF. And we all know that Drake's reputation is pretty much everything to him.
Yeah, what did I tell you?
What did you say to him?
You said that I can never let you down.
And after being embarrassed for the last year, whether it be at the Grammys or the Super Bowl, where all of his peers were there to point and laugh at the show, I'm sure that all really made his blood boil, and so he in turn pulled the biggest Karen move in hip-hop history.
Drake filed a lawsuit for defamation against Universal Music Group.
And I think it made the whole Not Like Us discourse linger much longer by filing this suit. He says the UMG planned and illegally promoted this diss record to destroy his reputation, claiming they used bots and radio payola to shoot this song up the charts and make it more popular than it already would have been. He also claimed that this record was defamatory in nature and that it could potentially cause him physical harm. Keep in mind that's after years of him acting like some sort of mob boss. And he even went as far as to claim that UMG should not have distributed Not Like Us in the first place. Which is awfully ironic considering he championed a petition just a couple of years ago to not allow lyrics to be used in court. And let's be honest, the guy has dissed dozens of rappers and other entities throughout the course of his career, obviously posting those songs on the very same platforms and profiting in the millions of dollars.
I study rap battles for a living.
I mean, understand that had this case gone in Drake's favor, it would have set a very dangerous precedent for art in general, because obviously they could then use things artists have said or expressed artistically to give them civil or possibly even criminal charges.
What's this, you fucking piece of shit? What's this?
And this was always going to be an uphill battle for Drake, because defamation against a public figure as he is very hard to prove in general. And he also had his fair share of what could be considered defamatory statements in his rebuttal and initial diss tracks.
You put your hands on your girl, she's been engaged for years, you're not married yet, you living in New York, she's not.
I mean, even in the ruling, the judge notes the fact that he accused Kendrick of abusing his wife, while also accusing his wife Whitney of having an affair with his best friend Dave Free, resulting in an illegitimate child between the two. The judge also agrees with the opinion that a reasonable-minded listener could recognize the idea that diss tracks are heated in nature and present a great deal of hyperbolic rhetoric. Meaning to the average person, it is likely understood that Drake was not a legitimate PDF file. Like, no one really thought he was out here doing some Epstein Trump-level shit, but it was simply a jab at his questionable relationship with several minors over the course of his career.
I met Drake in an Australian hotel. I was touring, and he was touring too, and he... Honestly, his manager...
Moto Casino! America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends, with thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
I just came up to my dad and said, Drake loves the show, come to his show tonight. And I was like, are you joking me? Drake? He wants to see me? And I was like, okay, we're going. So I like got my outfit prepared and went there. And he was such a fanboy and I was such a fangirl. And honestly, we text all the time now. He helps me with everything, like just life lessons. And we went to dinner afterwards and we had dinner the next day and then we met in Sydney. So we just texted each other the other day and he was like, I miss you so much. I was like, I miss you more.
What advice does he give you? Like, what does he say?
About boys. He helps me.
What?
Yeah. He's great. He's wonderful. I love him.
What's his advice with boys?
You know, that stays in the text messages.
I mean, his weird friendship with an at the time 13-year-old Millie Bobby Brown is literally found within this paperwork. Also, a big key here in the dismissal was that matters of opinion cannot be considered defamation, and that the average-minded person should be able to consider the source when it comes to factual versus opinion-based statements. Like, you aren't going to take the words of a comedian or a podcaster the same as you would a legitimate journalistic source. At least you shouldn't, that is, but we know in 2025, a lot of people live and die based on what, like, podcasters say.
Because he said you have an illegitimate daughter, you groom women, and then Drake's comeback was, I don't have an 11-year-old daughter. And Brian said, hey, bro, address the other shit.
And I feel like where things really started getting weird for Drake is when he requested to see Kendrick's business contract between him and UMG. And he also requested any information they may have when it comes to his biological relationship with his children and, of course, Dave Free. Basically, to me, this all screamed that it was not going very well for him, and he wanted to get any ammunition he could during the discovery process so he could try and use that against Kendrick in the future. I also think this lawsuit for him was really about saving face, trying to change the public narrative and also save his reputation. And in the end, sadly, I think it just made his L like that much worse.
You know what I did, man? Fuck. Well, all y'all pussies, man. For real, man. I see y'all boys outside when I see y'all, man. For real, man. On some real shit outside, some body shit, man. I'm going to see y'all boys when I see y'all, man. For real. You know, I got hope body, man.
Embarrassing! Like, even over the course of the last couple of months, he has been rolling out his latest album, Iceman, through these livestream multi-hour episodes. And during these live streams, he was still alluding to the battle, basically saying that it was rigged from the start, and taking subliminal shots at both Kendrick and UMG, calling him their Pinocchio, that they puppeteered to destroy his reputation, but always acting like he was one step ahead with some sort of quote-unquote big bomb.
This is legitimately a RICO money laundering situation between the three major labels and the biggest radio conglomerate in the world.
Mm-hmm. Do you understand the red button a little more now?
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free-to-play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino's a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Oh, Drake's lawsuit certainly added to this.
And it's funny that his biggest fans acted like he was out here playing 4D chess, while all along the guy was out here playing Candyland. And the promise of this red button for the last year, that obviously never came, made some of them very angry.
Biggest waste of my fucking time of all time. The biggest waste of my god! I can't fake it. I can't fake it. That was ass.
Is that actually it? That can't be it. Please don't tell me that was it, bro. No button pressed. No button. Nah, that was like very, very disappointing. Like, I was actually told that this was going to be a red button. So either someone's fucking with me. But either way, at the end of the day, I'm never putting anything else out again. That's disappointing, man. All that build up for nothing?
It was honestly hilarious to witness as this lawsuit had become some of his fans' sole focus in life, really dedicating all their time to pushing propaganda around it. It seemed like they were very much convinced that Drake would prevail and either own UMG, or in some cases, they thought he would cash out in the billions of dollars.
I think Drake is going to ask for something that no artist has ever asked for or received, and it's going to be very interesting to see if he receives that.
As far as money?
As far as compensation for damages. Mm-hmm.
On the lawsuit side.
Absolutely. We talking upwards of $2 billion.
$2 billion?
And while his fans were convinced by his lame subliminal shots, I feel like anyone with an actual brain knew that Drake was kind of dining on a nothing burger. I mean, the guy was citing his own fans' tweets as evidence in court, using DJ Academic's livestream clips as factual information to support his botting claims.
So I was promised payments after, but up front, I was promised $5K.
Okay.
They told me it was for a big artist, promised $5K up front. And then I was also promised after the song performed, I was also going to receive, you know, a little percentage of the song, so points on the song.
This was something that the judge also noted in her ruling. And this whole thing was really a joke from the start for the same reasons I said when he first filed. Drake in his own diss tracks told Kendrick to say that he had weird shit going on with young girls. That this Epstein angle was what he expected all along. The judge also noted this fact multiple times. She also says that Drake basically thinks that everyone should merely ignore every other diss released during this beef, all because Not Like Us ended up becoming the massive hit. This was a notion that she dismissed totally.
The fact that Drake is biracial. So I'm looking at it from a black and white perspective, okay? His daddy's side engaged in a rap battle. His daddy said, go out there and fight, go out there and fight. And then when Kendrick busted his ass, his mama's side said, oh, no, Aubrey, we going to the police.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces. I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. Social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
And I guess I just have a hard time wrapping my mind around how anyone thought he was going to take a W here. Like, logically, he had no legal or moral ground to stand on. Like, it's not even about liking or not liking him at this point, it was just downright dumb. I mean, I totally get that he probably thought that UMG was, like, diminishing his future value and his future catalog, but at this point, let's be honest, the guy is almost 40 years old, still cosplaying as a mob boss, still cosplaying as this lover boy. And obviously his better years are behind him. It would be like LeBron expecting a 10-year super maxed out contract this season. Like, yes, at one point he could have and did demand whatever he wanted, but that is not the current state. I mean, since the beef alone, Drake has dropped at least like 30 to 40 songs. And absolutely none of them have had staying power outside of one song called Nokia, which by his very high standards of the past was a small blip compared to his former hits. Like, this thing never even went number one. And before the beef even happened, UMG probably considered all of these things and they looked at his demands for hundreds of millions of dollars and laughed in his face. Because they already own the bulk of his stronger catalog. I believe up until 2018, they own everything. Which, in my opinion, is a majority of the songs that will stand the test of time. Like, I don't think they even really cared to own that new shit enough to, like, max him out. I honestly think that's why he's so dedicated to this, like, gambling, streaming arc. And attaching himself to all these different people, because he still needs the payroll to live his insane lifestyle.
Wait, where are you right now?
I'm outside, daddy.
Wait, what?
But I really feel like my point from a year ago still stands. I really think all Drake had to do was go away, make the fans and really the general public, like the more common consumer, miss him for a couple of months, and just come out and drop a polished, great record with a couple of singles. Really proving that he could still make hits, like, oh yeah, you might have knocked me out, but I'm still standing, I'm still doing my thing, I'm still strong. But instead, I feel like he's done everything to be in everyone's face.
If you had a superhero name, what would it be? BBC Girl.
Oh, okay. That's where we're gonna end.
He comes off as an extremely sore loser. He's out here trying to change the narrative every day. And in turn, he's really continued the Not Like Us narrative past when most people would even truly care anymore. It's like if you got your ass beat in front of everyone and you keep coming back to school day after day claiming that it never happened, that you would have won if you didn't slip at the wrong moment and get caught with that right hook. And now, honestly, who even knows where this Iceman album rollout will go, because it has been so predicated on the idea that he is set for a big win against UMG, as if he represents and will expose the truth amongst a bunch of lies. And now that his entire case has been thrown out, I feel like it once again just makes the whole thing look pointless, like his fans are still waiting for this red button that is never going to come. I mean, I really...
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Just think it was the ultimate Karen move to do this lawsuit. I did kind of see it as an attack on artistic expression, that's why I was never really with it. And now I think he will just have this strange relationship with UMG, who obviously holds all the cards at this point, and was ironically boosting the shit out of his music for the last 15 years.
Drake has a rich baby daddy named Lucian and Universal.
Wow.
He's like, you know, like, man, my daddy got it. You know what I'm saying? It's like, wow. My daddy controlled the spins. My daddy got the DSPs. My daddy, Drake has a rich baby daddy.
But either way, I want to know down below what you guys think about this verdict. I really think the guy's ego was just beyond damaged. And this was like the only route that he saw to kind of like save face or shift the narrative. But now it's once again just totally backfired on him. Either way, I want to thank you guys for watching today's video, dropping a like and subscribing. But as you guys know, it's been your boy the Tan Superman, and some other failing lawsuits out here need to be covered, so I'm out. Peace.
How crazy is this beef? It never ends.
Well,
this beef is going on forever.
Beef with the wrong
guy. Yeah, that's the wrong guy.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right Rug.